94.1 CJOC, Mornings with Jordan and Sam in the One Stop Vape Shop studio. It is an important day of the month. It is the final Tuesday of August, and that means...
Mayor's Minute. Welcome, Mayor Chris Bierman.
I'm happy to be here, Sam.
Of course.
We've got lots of questions that came in this month for you, so let's get right to it. First one comes from Craig. There's rumors the city is looking to get rid of the Tourist Information Center on the corner of Scenic and Mayor McGrath. Is there any truth to that?
That's basically operated by Chinook Country Tourist Association. So a year ago, a little more than a year ago, City Council decided to fund a different organization, the Lethbridge Destination Marketing Organization. So we aren't sending money to Chinook Country, but the operation of Chinook Country is really up to the Chinook Country Board and that tourist facility in that location.
All right, this one came from Kevin about the pedestrian railing along the underpass at 23rd Street North. What did it cost to grind off the old paint and repaint it?
I would think that would be basically the cost of labor and the paint, so I would say a few hundred bucks and just part of our regular maintenance.
All right.
Another one coming in. Lots of good questions.
They're great.
This month.
Yeah.
When will Lethbridge ask the province to pay for a construction of an overpass on the train tracks on 43rd Street North? Thousands of employees in the industrial area that are inconvenienced on a daily basis. Overpasses are installed in places like Calgary and Red Deer. We have 100,000 people here. Can we get this done?
It's certainly a frustrating experience. The trains are getting longer and more frequent. You know, it's part of our economy. We've challenged the province to make improvements to Highway 3 and have not been successful to this point. So we're working with all the municipalities in Southwest Alberta to say Highway 3 needs attention. But to date, we have not been able to get the province to upgrade Highway 3.
Man, talk about a feeling, though. You're driving down that road. You're like, all right, heading out of town, maybe on vacation or something. And then all of a sudden you see those lights start flashing. You're like, oh. Here we go.
Oh, boy. All right. Our last question. Craig wants to know your thoughts on turning the Galt Mine No. 8 site into a historic site.
Well, there's a wonderful plan to turn the Galt No. 8 into a historic site and a tourist attraction. And what is yet to be established is the business case. So we will be looking at our capital priorities in a couple of years. And the business case needs to be established. But probably the development of the site is going to cost $50 to $100 million.
Oh, boy.
So how do we finance that? And how does it pay for itself? So Sync City Council is open to all suggestions, but certainly we need to see a really good business case.
The final Tuesday of every month, you can get your questions in for Mayor Spearman. It's Mayor's Minute on CJOC. Mayor Spearman, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Did you have fun at Whoop Up Days?
I had a blast at Whoop Up Days. We had a great time on the Tuesday, and I was back there again on the Saturday. So great concerts, Lee Aaron, great rodeo. Had a fantastic time, and wonderful to see so many people out there. We had good weather for the most part. Just Friday was a little spotty, right?
So did you get on any rides?
I didn't go on the reverse bungee. No, I didn't do that.
We'll
have to wait till next year.
Yeah, there we go.
Thanks so much for coming in for Mayor's Minute.
It's all about the lineup.